And before that, we are going to be talking with Aaron Brown about the Great Northern Radio Show.
Yes, and that is going to be very exciting coming up this Saturday night in Bemidji.
We've got Aaron on the phone right now, and Aaron Brown, who writes the whole script for the radio show, and he's going to tell us a little more about what is in store for Saturday evening. Those of you who are coming will be in your seats by 4:30. We're going to go live on the radio at 5. Aaron, what's in store this time?
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Yeah, and so we've got a pretty good show, as they would say, which is Minnesotan for, you know, excellent. we've got Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra, singer-songwriters with some connection to the Bemidji area community. I know Ron was a teacher in the area, and so some people might know him that way, but he's also a very accomplished musician, and he and Dave Pengra play together. They play in a few bands, but we thought that they would make a really good fit for this show because we're in the Thompson Recital Hall at Bemidji State, which is it's about the same size as a lot of the theaters we do, but it's a very intimate setting. And I thought Ron and Dave would make a great, they're storytellers, they've got all kinds of story songs and funny songs and you know, those kinds of things. And so I think they're going to be a great fit for this. And kind of fitting with that, I've got Ingeborg von Agassi, a Duluth-based musician, who's actually, I only recently found out, she's from Thief River Falls. So she's from northwestern Minnesota. So she'll fit right in at this place, too. But she's a solo artist who sounds like a band because she not only sings beautifully and writes her own music, but she plays keyboard and use layered sound effects and synthesized sound to kind of create a very full sound with just the one person. So I think people are really going to like her. I know Dan Haug likes her because she fits on the stage very easily and just has to, you just have to plug her in. She's ready to go. So we're looking forward to hearing her. And she's, I won't say she's brand new, but she's a visual artist who decided a little bit, you know, after several years of working as a visual artist, she also wanted to do performance. And so she's newer as a singer, as a professional music person. So I guess they're called musicians. Anyway, she's going to be, I'm excited to see her, and I think the audience is really going to like her. I think she's a name that we're going to hear in Minnesota music for a while, and so if you want to see her on her way up, I think you'd want to see this show.
Hmm. How do you write all the skits? In addition to all the music, there's also skits.
Yeah.
How do you come up with this content?
Well, I do have, usually there's one or two sketches, maybe one, I think there's one this time that one of our players usually contributes. This time C.G. Anderson has a sketch, and Jason Skorich also, he does the musical sketches, all the Neil Diamond spoofs that we do, that's Jason. You know, a lot of it is just living in northern Minnesota, I've always been an inward thinking person. They say nearsighted people are very inward directed, and so as a kid I just formed a habit of thinking about things. Living out in the country as I did, I would read and I would see things, and so you notice things, funny things about unique northern Minnesota traits, so this time there's curling. You know, and of course, curling's in the news, so that'll actually fit right in. I wrote the sketch before the curling team won the gold medal, so this is going to be exciting because it's now newly relevant. But curling is something that, you know, people outside of the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes states, don't know much about curling. It's not as popular around the country, but it's very popular here in northern Minnesota. So I look at, you know, the eccentricities of the sport and the accents, the Minnesota accents of the people who play it. Everyone was making fun of them on the Olympics, but you know, that's normal to us, and so we're in a unique position to have a little fun with that. You know, that's the nice thing about doing this show, because we're based here in northern Minnesota, we get to treat northern Minnesota like it's the most important place in the world, because of course it is. But that's the whole mission of the show, is to treat this place and the people who live here like, both with respect, but also to make comedy and music and art about about the people here. So whether it's deer hunting in the fall or curling here this time of year, it's something we can enjoy.
I remember years ago when you were, you just kind of entertaining the idea of possibly doing this.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? I mean, this is not something that a lot of people have a dream of doing.
Right. And there's a handful of us, I guess.
Yeah.
I grew up on the Iron Range, and I grew up in a trailer house on a family-owned junkyard. And, there was a lot of things going on in my family that caused me to look for joy in other places. And I really took a lot of joy from late-night television, Johnny Carson, Dave Letterman, Conan O'Brien later. These were people I looked to, and they made me laugh, and I love the format, which is essentially the variety show format. Here's an interview, here's a comedy sketch, here's some music, and I got into a Prairie Home Companion a little bit, but honestly, that's not the original inspiration. It was it was Johnny Carson, I dreamed of hosting the Tonight Show. If the way some kids dream about going to the major leagues or being a football or a hockey player, that was my dream. And so life happens, life goes on. It's not like I had a bad life. I got to do a lot of cool stuff, but I grew to love Northern Minnesota and I wanted to stay here, but I still had my dream of making this kind of art, making this kind of product. And with my relationship with Northern Community Radio and knowing the people and having trust with the people there, they knew what I could do, and we were very fortunate to try it. In 2011, we just did a pilot episode just to see how it went, and it went a lot better than I think most of us predicted. It exceeded expectations, which is what you want, and so we've been able to keep doing it. We've been very fortunate to have grant funding through the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund to continue making the show, and it's grown, and we've developed it, and now each show is its own opportunity to tell a new story and meet new people, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you feature the communities that you do them in. It's not like it happens in the same place every time.
Right, and we've been to Bemidji before, but, we always treat each one like a little love letter to the place where we are. Something that, I really envision these, surviving beyond the initial live broadcast as being something that at this moment in time we told the story of Bemidji and it'll last. It's the kind of humor, the kind of observations that will be fairly timeless. It's always lousy weather in late February, early March in northern Minnesota. We know that, and so going through that and experiencing that together is really where I find the humor and where I find the shared experience. And so, that's a big part of what we do.
Aaron, one of the real fascinating things for me about the Great Northern Radio Show is how it comes together. And this is something that kind of happens behind the scenes. Can you take us back there and just say what show day is like a little bit, what goes on?
Yeah, because for me, it's a very solo. I don't want to take all the credit. There's, Sarah Bignall and our producers and our actors are involved before the day of the show. But it's for me mostly a solo thing. I'm looking at a script. I'm trying to get media coverage for the thing. Little things like that. But then when we show up on show day, of course, the night before, Dan and Chad have set up the tech. They've got all the sound equipment set up. And then the morning of the show is the first time that all of us gather in one place and start to work on how this show will sound. So at 8 o'clock, we arrive, the actors arrive, key personnel show up, and we start working through the sketches, practicing, and get the sketches refined, change some lines, add some things, cut some things. And in the meantime, through the morning hours, the bands are showing up and doing their sound checks, and we're hearing their sound in that space for the first time. And then by noon, we're doing a full run-through with everybody, and we're running the show just like it is, to time it, to see how it is, how things sound together. And if, we're noticing we're long or if we're short, we make arrangements to fix things. It's really a very, very blunt, brutal experience. I make that sound really negative. It's fun, but it's very sudden. You know, here we are. We're throwing it together. We're getting it up on the stage. We're seeing how it sounds. And then before you know it, you're doing the live show at 5 o'clock, and we're warming up the audience at just after 4:30. And, you know, we've spent the day together, and, you know, we let it fly. And typically, it's amazing that we come in with a lot of questions, a lot of variables, and we always figure it out. I'm not saying it always goes perfectly, but we've not had what I would consider a whole-scale disaster yet. And, of course, part of the fun is that we might, and you might get to see it if you come. So, no, I'm just kidding a little. But, you know, it's live radio, so part of it is planning, and part of it is rolling with it. And that's a really cool combination.
Well, the Great Northern Radio Show is this Saturday, March 3rd, at the Thompson Recital Hall at Bemidji State University in Bemidji. And it's live, like Aaron just said, live music, live variety show. You just don't know exactly what to expect.
No dull spots.
No dull spots.
Nothing but excitement.
And, you know, it's really fun because I like it. Well, I like it for lots of reasons, but I love the crowd participation. It's so fun to kind of get them lathered up, if you will, and get them engaged in what's happening.
We don't actually lather the crowd. I want to make that clear. That's a figure of speech.
Katie, you're going to be part of the show. You're going to be one of the actors. Brett Carter is going
to
be actor.
Show, so this is exciting. Yes. We always like having new actors so we can haze them.
Right, great.
Yeah. We don't haze anybody.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Starts at 5 o'clock. Like I said, tickets, we've got a few tickets still available. You can call 800-662-5799 to reserve your spot.
Yeah, sounds like you might want to do that today because I think they're going pretty quick.
Yeah, it is a nice venue, a sweet spot for something like this. So,
and by the way, you can also listen on the radio. If you can't make it to Bemidji, you can listen.
Actually, I always point that out. You know, most of our audience is on the radio. It's just nice to have people in the seats too.
Right. So, well, thanks, Aaron, and I'm going to be seeing a lot of you in the coming days.
Yes, we'll get to know each other very, very well.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.